Today's date is 12/16/12. It's approximately 3:15 a.m. This is an interview at Western Medical Center in regards to Special Assignment 12-031, an officer-involved shooting incident of Ignacio Leon Jr. that occurred at 506 East Washington, Santa Ana. I am OCDA Investigator Corey DeGraffenried, and present is SAPD Detective Dean Fulcher. Okay. Can you tell me what time he came in today to the ER, approximately?
About midnight.
About midnight? Okay. And what did you observe?
He came in relatively stable, but he had two gunshot wounds, through and through the right chest and one in the right abdomen.
Okay. Was he conscious at the time?
Yes.
And did he make any statements to you?
No.
Okay. And then you determined that he needed surgery?
Correct.
Okay. And can you tell me about that?
The first thing we did was intubated and put him to sleep. We got a chest x-ray and saw that he didn't need anything done about that gunshot wound. And then we went to the CAT scanner and determined that he needed an exploratory laparotomy for an injury to his colon.
Okay. And what did you do in surgery? Did you repair the colon?
Yeah, we took out the right side of his colon and took out the gallbladder.
Okay. And I understand he needs another surgery?
Yes.
Okay. And
it would be just to close his abdomen up. We're just leaving him open and taking him to the ICU to resuscitate him more. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, the next day, we'll just close him up.
Okay. And I know that you can't foresee the future or anything, but do you know when you believe that he would be able to be interviewed?
Probably 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days. Okay. Was when he came in, was he able to answer any questions?
Yes.
Okay. So he was conscious.
I asked him his medical history, and he answered those questions.
Okay. Did he state anything about what happened or how he was shot?
No.
Okay. And
appreciate it very much.
Do you foresee any long-term issues?
No.
Based on, okay, you believe he'll make a full recovery?
Correct.
Okay. And who was the nurse that assisted you when he came in the ER?
It would be them if they came to us.
Okay. Dean, do you have anything?
Just one real quick question. Did you happen to remove any bullet or projectiles?
No.
Nothing. Were both wounds through and through?
No, just the chest. It was a through and through.
So I take it there's still a projectile in him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Any plans to remove that?
We might at the next operation look at that, roll him and look at the back wound. And it looks like by the CAT scan, it's just right under the skin. So it would be real easy to take out. We probably would take it out because it's so superficial.
And it's in the back?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be done probably the same time you closed him up?
Right.
End of interview at 3:18.